Vince Corvelli's son had overdosed on heroin.
He was starting to turn blue. He wasn't breathing. He was gasping for breath.
Paramedics were carrying the drug naloxone, better known as Narcan.
5 or so minutes, they came back and said he was awake and breathing.
This person is actually waking up from the dead.
Check timer copies.
Now, the drug that's long been used by paramedics and in emergency rooms is in the hands of police officers, cops, who are often the first on the scene of medical calls.
It's very surreal. It's literally the person is blue, their lips are blue, they're not breathing. This individual did not have a heartbeat.
Wake up.
And they're up and they're talking. It's simply amazing.
Death by heroin or painkillers.
We're not going to arrest our way out of this epidemic of substance abuse. It's a disease, so we have to help the people.
The Quincy Police Department's track record using Narcan is extraordinary. Its officers have administered it 221 times and reversed 211 overdoses in just over 3 years.
You can't go to treatment if you're dead.
Pressure from Arlene Goldstein's community coalition was instrumental in bringing Narcan to Quincy.
We can train someone to use naloxone in 20 minutes. Isn't a life worth 20 minutes?
Not only is it simple to use.
This just goes up here. This just screws on here. That's it. Done.
It's inexpensive. The cost, just $22 a dose. And those who are revived will not face charges.